Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Father, this night let your word come with power.
Yes.
You said we should meet you at the altar till December 25th. We are here. Lord, visit us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You will not come and go back in vain in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Jam your hands to the Lord, please. Please, you may be seated. Hallelujah. I try my best not to preach this message, but the Lord said this one I'm going to teach. I will teach you for 10 minutes. I will pray. Say, Father, say, let me hear you. Reset my time. You didn't say you are doing shakara. Say, let me hear you. This is a pre. I said, reset. Father, reset my time. So, in the name of Jesus, if you are here today and the wicked has tampered with your time, every service is for somebody. May today's service be for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis 21 from 1 to 2. And the Lord visited Sarah as he has said. What has God said about you? What has he promised you? And you are thinking you are getting old. You are looking at the time. You are looking at your age. The Lord said, I should tell you, time and season he has in his hands. Your time and life and season is in hand, your enemy. And so I pray for you, even as this service is going on, that the Lord will visit your time and season and favor you again in the name of Jesus. And the Lord did to Sarah as he has spoken. What are the Lord spoken concerning you? Bible says, I have not spoken in a secret place. I have not asked the son of Jacob to serve me in vain. He said, Lord, visit as he has spoken. So the Lord has said some things about you. Some in secret places and some openly. See, heaven and earth will pass away. Help me finish the rest. He said, but none of his words will go on for me. So all the things God has spoken about you, according to time of life and season, you will not die. They will come to pass.
Amen.
For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. In his old age, don't forget. At a set time. Don't forget, at a set time of which God has spoken. So whatever God has spoken concerning you, at a set time, at a set time, at a set time. My fear this night that's making me to preach messages that every living thing has their time. Every living thing has their time. But when you miss your time, there will be tears. When you miss your time, there will be pain. When you miss your time, there will be shame. When you miss your time, there will be mockery. When you miss your time, people will ask about you, then they go church. So when you miss your time, you begin to say, what's happening? Look at your age. When you miss your time, you say, are you serving God? Nothing to show for it. Can I pray for just 30 of you very quickly? Let me increase it to 70 by the power and the blood of Jesus. If you have missed your time, the Lord will reset it for you.
Amen.
I said the Lord will reset it for you.
Amen.
The enemy will always come after the time of man. This is only for one person. If you are here today and the enemy has come after your time, I command them to leave your time and sitting alone and go on exile in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Psalm 31 verse 15. I want us to pray. Psalm 31 verse 15. My times. You see, I love people when they think that you have the time of anybody in your hands. He said, you've got time and season in your hands. I can't forget that one.
You come for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are. You have chosen to call me your own.
Let's go finish it. You are God.
You are God from beginning till the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
I read again for you, Psalm 31 verse 15. I love the people thinking that your time is in their hands. My times, look at the Bible, don't they forget. This thing, they shock me like shinap. My times are in your hands. Colon. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from them that persecute me. Let that person stay there. Stretch your hand as I pray for you. Any power struggling with the time of your life, I decree they run mad in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Your time is your life. When your time is wasted, your life is wasted. Don't forget it. When you say, Father, reset my time. You say, Father, correct my time. When you say, Father, reset my time, all you are saying is simple. You are saying, Father, reprogram my life or my time. When you say, Father, reset my life, you are saying, Father, repackage my life. Your time is your life. And when your time is wasted, your life is wasted. Can I pray for you? There's a reason why the enemy is after your time. So as to waste your time, waste your life. But I pray for you today. If you have been a victim of this wickedness of the devil, today the Lord will reset your time. It's only people I'm here. Today the Lord will reset your time. I read for you again. Psalm 31 again, verse 15. CV. My life is in your hands. Your life is in whose hand? Save me from my enemies who try to hunt me down. Whoever is trying to hunt you down, today I pray they will go into exile, never to return, in the name of Jesus. When God corrects your time, He corrects your life. When God resets your time, He resets your life. When God repackages your time, He repackages your life. What has the enemy done in your life? Today, as we pray on this altar, the Lord will correct your life. Listen to me. Psalm 46 verse 1 said something. God is only available for people that call unto Him. God is our refuge. And He is our strength. Is He your strength? A present help. This is a time of trouble. I met people and the Lord will tell me they are 15 years behind schedule. Then I've met people and the Lord will tell me, this is your age. You say, yes, you are so years behind schedule. Some 10 years, 5 years. Some are lucky, they are just 6 months, 1 year. If you are here tonight and you are behind schedule, the Lord will grant you speed of accomplishment in the name of Jesus. God is always present to those that come. He said, call unto me. He said, when you call on, He said, and I will help you. And I will show you great and mighty that you can't even imagine. So after this service, as you go home, every information, revelation, instruction that you should collect, the Lord will expose you to them. The Lord will expose them to you. Satan is a time waster. Satan is a life waster. Satan will make sure that one wastes his time doing what's not supposed to do with the wrong people in the wrong location, and his time, his life will be wasted. I am praying for 20 of you plus myself that in any area they have wasted your life, your time, today but the Lord will reset it for you. You all know that the owner of a timepiece can correct the time. Oh God, you are not here. The time in your hand now. You can remove it, Abby. And do what?
If I give God my lifetime,
He'll take care of me.
I'm not hearing you.
He will never ever let me down. I will give God my lifetime.
Between the wretched and the wealthy, the difference is time. Between the poor and the rich, the difference is time. Between the great and small, the difference is time. Between the person that is down, I bet that the difference is time. That is why I'm praying for you. May your own time come. If you are not here, no problem. Be posing. I say, may your own time come. And when it's your time, it is your turn. That woman was selling pepper. And she's cleaning. But when God visited her, she bought a land. She built it. And all the family of the husband said, you have used the glory of, you know. So they said they want to look for a pastor to pray. Has she used the glory? I said, no. That's her time. Her time came. What is your name? Let me pray on top of it. May your time come. Oh my God. Femi Akiola, may your time come. I thought you are not interested. I said, Femi Akiola, may your time come. Check Ezekiel 21:22 before we pray. When is your time? It's your turn. And when is your turn? If you are sensitive and you are well positioned, no devil can tamper with it. Ezekiel 21:27. He said, and I will overturn. God is about to turn table before this year is over. You don't worry now. I say, God is about to turn table before this year is over. You say, but why is this one coming now? Go and ask Gogu. And I will overturn. Overturn. God is not, look, God can turn it once, but he say, no, I am Trinity. I am going to turn it to the bottom part. You know, when you are turning your love rice and this thing, the condiment might be hiding under. So the ones that are hidden inside the foundation, he said, I will overturn. He said, I will overturn. He said, I will overturn. He said, and it shall be no more. That means the person that collects them, he will collect it from him. Until he come who's right. And I will give it. Oh, stretch your hand, let me pray for you. What is yours shall be given to you. It does not matter the number of years they have troubled you. Now agent them be, now agent I be. I pray for you today. This night the Lord has visited you. What they took for you from you in the dream. The one they took from you where you travel. The one they took from you where you made mistakes. Jehovah, give it back to you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessings. From today, your time will not be wasted. Your life will not be wasted. That is why as you grow, you don't give attention to some people and some... You don't give attention to them. You don't give attention to them. As you grow, you don't give attention. Not everybody shouting outside or making noise or kissing. You don't give attention to them. I told you this year, anything you like, call me. Anything I say, make I do. I'm not explaining myself to anybody. Whatever you call me shall be so to you. That's all. As you are growing, it is not every idiot you will answer. You're listening to me. You don't give attention to everybody. Anything they like, let them think about you. I told you, those that love you, they don't need your explanation. Those that hate you, you go explain tire. As you are explaining, they will say, hey, what he is saying, look at his eye, his eye is not corresponding with the mouth. Anything you say, they will turn it. But people that love you, they say, don't worry, you are our man, we believe you. May God surround you with people that will love you. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is not every idiot, Bible says, answer not a fool. that you will be answering. I receive on my phone more than 320 messages in a day. I answer maybe 20 or 100. The rest. It's not everybody. Talk less of answering accusation, allegation, suggestion, observation, and all the shun. I shun them. It is my prayer for you as you are preparing to another year. Even this year, what is yours shall be given to you. Yeah. Let me show you this before we pray. You need to know this today, that in collecting back your life, you must guide your time. Men who don't value time, they end up as poor as such rights. Ben, if you don't value time, you can never make it. If time is nothing to you, you will end up struggling. So as we prepare for another year, and as we pray that what is ours will come to us, take note that you must value what? Time. Because it is your time that determines your season. And when you are in your season, you are flavored and well seasoned. People just say, that woman is so sweet. That man is so sweet. Don't be carried away. It's because it's your time and season. Shall I continue? Psalm 102 verse 13. I want to show you something there. When you are delayed, you begin to look for alternatives. Put it back there. I want to show you something there. Put it back there. For thou shalt arise and have mercy unto Femi. For the time to favor her, to favor Femi, ask him. Yea, they said, and now look at me. Let's say this is the time of a particular sister. Let's say 3 o'clock or 6 or 9 o'clock. The devil will try to cause delay. And because there's delay, look at me, you begin to look for alternative. Look at me, everybody. No, look for alternative again. Somebody say, I hear you. Don't look for what again? Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life.
Whosoever cometh to him shall never die.
Don't forget it. Stop looking for alternative. Come, let me put basket on your head. Let them put blood on your life. If I give God my
lifetime,
I'm not hearing you.
He will take care of me.
And what will happen?
He will never, never let me down. I will give God my lifetime.
Proverbs 13:12. Before we pray. Hope deferred. You are supposed to get it at age 21. You are 34 now. Hope deferred make the heart to be sick. Is anybody here today? Your heart is sick because your hope, your expectation has been deferred. You don't even know when it's going to come. You are asking, will I ever marry? You're asking, would I ever be happy? Will I ever buy land? Will I ever build in my life? Will I ever enjoy? I brought a word for you. He said, but when desire cometh, it's a tree of life. And no matter how a tree is cut down, at the slightest scent of water, and this world is the water of life that your life has been waiting for. Where they thought you are finished, you will board again. It is not for everybody. You know, sometimes, no matter how precious, some people have lost hope. If you have lost hope, congratulations to you. But if you see I have hope, I pray for you, sir. No matter how they have cut you down, you will rise again. The only way to humble your mocker is to have results. Stretch your hand here. Let me pray for you. Spiritually, financially, maritally, ministerially, the Lord will give you results. I thought you are not in church. I said the Lord will give you result. I said the Lord will give you result. In the name of Jesus. So make sure you begin to guide your time. When people are talking to me and I say that you are wasting, I tell you, sorry, you are wasting time. Go straight to the point. Life is a chop data. Your life is a chop what? Data. Not today, I'm not good. I'm not going to teach that today. I won't pick because I know they are going to waste my time, and when you waste my time, you waste my life. And some of you are supposed to go this way, you have gone that way, you miss your way. Can I pray for you today? You will find your way again. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. So the one prayer we are praying this night is, Father, reset my time. Oh Lord, I know that the way of a man, no matter how fine way it be, no matter how beautiful it be, no matter where them born am, it's not in himself. It's not in the man that walketh to direct his steps. Can I pray one prayer for you 3 times? May God direct your steps. Pray for you the second time. May God direct your steps. I pray for you the third time. May the Lord direct yourself. Right direction is what gives speed. When you are running on the wrong direction, says not a man that directs himself. Mm-mm. So how does Satan waste people's time? Let me give you 3, and we'll leave this place. Number 1, by procrastination. You are supposed to read your book. I will read it later. If I go to school, I will go to school later. You are supposed to do this. I will do it later. So if I go for a course, I will go do it later. God said that is your wife. He said I will talk to her later. Yes. God said, bless her. He said, I will do it later. And when procrastination is very deep, it becomes disobedience and becomes rebellion. So many of you, the Lord has given you what to do, but you said, I will do it later. Later, later, later. And I told you, every information you receive is a frequency. Some people too, they are receiving it. All the idea is a frequency. And just as every radio has frequency, that frequency where you are, another person will pick that information and they will use it. Don't ever forget in your life. Number 2, wrong company. Who are your friends? In what circle do you move? When you are in the wrong company and circle, their fate is your fate. Oh my God. Their lot is your lot. Their portion is your portion because you are in their circle. I fear you when you have a lot of friends. No matter, you can be apostle, you can be cleaner. When you have a lot of friends, I fear you. Because that circle you are determines how far you will go. Let me pray on top of your head for you. May you go far in life. So procrastination, wrong assertion, and confusion. You are confused. Which way should I follow? You are confused. You are confused. As I'm talking now, there are young men, young girls, that what will help them in their life and destiny has entered into their account, but they don't know what they will do with it. This prayer goes to just 80 of you as I pray for you now. Every arrow of confusion in your life, they get out now. Let me give you these 2 lines as I leave. How does God reset a man's life? Don't forget it. Number 1, God reset a man's life by giving him revelation. Revelation. Revelation just comes. One idea just comes. You say, what? Wow. How does God reset a man's time? By connecting him to somebody that has grace, that carry grace. Just as since I connected to this particular man or woman, my life changed. How does God reset a man's time? By connecting him to his prophet. He will send you a prophet. The first one is sending a word, a revelation. The second one is send you the man that has grace, carry grace. Number three, he sent to you a prophet. When you miss this three again, your case is in the hand of God. Before you join me on the altar, I pray for you.
Amen.
You will not miss your time again in life. Please, come, meet me at the altar. Come. If I give God my lifetime, or shall put eye on people's things, He will take care of me. He will never, never let
me. I will give God my lifetime.
A couple came here some months ago and said, "Sir, you said we are behind schedule. What do we do?" And I gave them one prayer. Father, reset my time. And the next one, Lord, grant me speed. And I said, when you are finished, raise an altar. And they prayed, husband and wife, they prayed as if they were going to die. And the wife said she had a dream that a very long ladder was put between a point and the other, and she and the husband crawled on it. After they finished crawling, the ladder broke. I said, did you see her? I said, yes, I see her. I said, let's be seen. And God turned the life of this couple around with three prayer points. We want to pray seven, so you have a bigger result in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lift up your voice and say, my Father, my helper.
My Father, my helper.
I'm not hearing you say, my Father, my helper.
My Father, my helper.
Say, I cry to you tonight
concerning my health.
Let's start from health. Reset my time. Some of you now, you are maybe 21, but your body clock now is 82 because of the way you have used your life. You eat in the dream, they sleep with you in the dream, so all your body has experienced 80 something years. You are just fine inside. You are 82. My Father. I told you when you come to church, stop posing, say, my Father.
My Father.
I cry to you.
I cry to you.
Start from it. He said, beloved, I wish that thou would prosper as thou so prosper. Even your health, very important. I'm not hearing you say, my Father, I cry to you.
My Father, I cry to you.
Say, tonight, reset my life. Reset my time. Where my health is concerned. That's the first prayer. Lift up your voice and pray. That sickness must go. Reset my life. Of your compound. Can you do that? When you have anointed it, what happened in 21 days? Come and tell me. Everybody say after me, say, my Father, my helper.
My Father, my helper.
I want you to pray. Say, my Father, my helper.
My Father, my helper.
I cry to you concerning my life, concerning my time. Reset my finances. Lift up your voice and pray like that. My finance. They pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, my Father, my helper, where I have wasted time and we have wasted life. Oh, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, buy them back for me. Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Where your time is wasted. Where your life is wasted. And they pray. And they pray. And they pray. In Jesus, never pray. In Jesus, never pray.
That lady, brown. Don't look at you.
Here, everybody pray with him. Say, from today. You are not ready here. Say, from today. Life will treat me well. I have never said it with anybody. Ask my family. I'm unlucky. Kai, I will be lucky. From today. Neither, let me pray for you. The relationship you will enter and they will fire you. You know, go enter in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Don't shake your head. I say, you don't enter it in the name of Jesus. Every knife of death around you, I command it to go back to sender in the name of Jesus. In the place of looking for joy, I'm looking for who will take care of me. The person that will take your life, may you not meet them in the name of Jesus. May the Lord expose to you the person that you are kissing, but they're planning to kill you in the name of Jesus. I have seen this one. You have escaped in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Shout a big amen. Congratulations, rise up. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, from today. Life will treat me well. When I was very young in school, I would discuss with you now that I'm rich, but tomorrow I'm going to have money. So tomorrow they say, tell me how far. I said, there's money already. Life will treat me well. Don't join them to say your life is hard. I say my life is easy. Oh my God. Say, as from today. You are going to pray like a mad prophet. Say, as from today. Say, in the name of Jesus. I don't get Papa, forget him. Forget Papa, forget Mama. Bible says, where my father and my mother forsake me. And the Lord will pick me up. I've forgotten it. Bible says, help, O Lord. Bible says, the present help in the time of trouble. So I want to cry to God. Say, as from today. I'm not here to say, as from today. Life will treat me well. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Life will treat me well. Life will be favorable to me. Thank you. Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Say, as from today, say, in the name of Jesus, life will favor me. Let me tell you the prayer. Pray for my children. You're my children. Let me pray for you. Even demon will favor you. They said they get wind, they fly like this, and when they get to your side, I may leave that one alone. I don't think taking blood. You're too fine. Ben, as from today. You are doing shakara here because I say as from today. Say in the name of Jesus, life will favor me. Say by fire. Lift up your voice and pray to God. Are they praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Jesus, never pray. Jesus, mighty, never pray. Say, any person, any power, blowing my harvest away, receive the slap of death. You know fear? If you know fear, oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. You are not praying. Pray loud, pray loud. Don't be afraid. After me, any roadblock on my way to achievement. Angel of God, you have my permission. Remove them now by fire. Say, any roadblock, human roadblock, demonic roadblock, angels of the living God, any roadblock on my way to achievement, angels of the living God, clear them away by fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Are they praying? Are they praying? Clear them away. Jesus, mighty name we pray. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. I, Olufemi Akiola, I shall not be wasted. Anyone assigned to waste me, be wasted by fire. You see, this time, anybody calling you at night, please just come out and come and meet me. No good. Just follow me. Let's go. We are friends. We are old school. We left school 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Let's go. No go. I don't tell you. I, Olufemi Akinola, I shall not be wasted. Say, let me hear you. Whoever is assigned to waste me shall be wasted. Lift up your voice and pray like that. I shall not be wasted. In Jesus, matinee we pray. Stretch your hand to this altar and pray for you. What God has assigned for you this year, you will get it. I said it before, I repeat again, the Lord will shock you. Anybody here that they put a mask on your face that make a help not to see you, I remove the mask in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that have closed the door for you or closed the door against you, let the door open now in the name of Jesus. The angel of God that assists people, I decree they assist you even this time of season in the name of Jesus. Anything God secretly has in your life, the Lord will turn it to open testimony in the name of Jesus. See, people come by saying they have testimony, you will return with testimony in the name of Jesus. You have 1 minute to ask, what do you want God to still do for you before this year is over? When I touch you, you will go. Touch you, you will touch the altar. What do you want God to do for you before this year is over? Lift up your voice and pray. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said, the good you have done in the past has been remembered. The Lord said, the person fighting your helper, the Lord said, I will fight them. You have 30 seconds more to ask, what do you want God to do for you? This year is run to an end. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Yeah. Jesus never fails.
Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forever born.
I am a God.
God who never fails. I am a God.
Touch the altar.
I am a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore.
I ask for a word of revelation for you. And as you sleep, the Lord will expose them to you. I ask that the Lord will connect you to people of grace. That your life will not be empty. And I ask that you will not miss the moment and encounter God has planned for you with your prophet in the name of Jesus.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power. Purpose.